coming up on KSDP News, the Aleutian life form kicks off in Alaska, and scientists tackle the question, what killed the mammoths on St. Paul Island? Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Monday, August 15th, 2016. Dozens of scientists are descending on Unalaska this week for the Aleutian Life Forum. Starting tomorrow, the five-day conference will bring together researchers and community leaders as they promote conservation and coastal resilience across the Aleutian Islands in the face of a changing climate. At last week's City Council meeting, Mayor Shirley Marquardt encouraged community members to sit in on many of the public lectures and workshops.
It's a really extensive agenda talking about everything from subsistence fishing to ocean acidity to working with elders. It's huge.
The conference will also include presentations on coastal erosion, endangered species, and the risk of increasing vessel traffic. The event will feature speakers from the Kowalungan tribe, the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, and the Alaska Sea Grant Program, and more. The Aleutian Life Forum starts tomorrow and runs through Saturday. You can register at the Grand Aleutian Hotel tonight from 5 until 7 o'clock, or tomorrow morning before the conference kicks off at 8:15. A moderate earthquake struck yesterday, 30 miles southeast of Anchitka Island, in the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. According to the Alaska Earthquake Center, the quake hit around 8:30 in the morning and registered a magnitude of 5.5. There have been no reports of damage, and the National Weather Service says a tsunami is not expected. For the past 8 years, the state has set aside a pot of money for renewable energy projects, like small dams and wind turbines. The projects have replaced tens of millions of gallons of expensive diesel in communities from Skagway to Nome. But, with the current budget crisis, that money has disappeared. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Harbell has more on the challenge facing the state's Renewable Energy Fund.
Last year, utility TDX Power asked the Alaska Energy Authority for about $650,000. They need the money to help improve the wind power system in Sand Point. Sand Point City Administrator Andy Varner says an improved wind system would lead to cheaper power.
Energy is a big issue. It's a big chunk out of people's paychecks. It's a big drain on kind of like an our situation on the community budgets.
If Sandpoint's two wind turbines were more efficient, the town would use less pricey diesel. That means more money for other things.
You know, fixing up our fire truck or making our roads safer, all the stuff that we need to be doing.
The Alaska Energy Authority also thought improving Sandpoint's wind power system was a good idea. They added it to a list of projects slated to receive funding from the state's Renewable Energy Fund. But, due to the budget crisis, the legislature didn't provide money to any Renewable Energy Fund projects this year. And the state won't accept applications for new projects this year either. Sean Scaling of the Alaska Energy Authority says instead, they're giving the legislature the same list of 39 projects they turned in last year.
We feel it's the fairest way to move forward, given the financial times in the state, and giving those 39 projects another opportunity to get funding, possibly.
Sandpoint's wind power system is near the top of that list. But Scaling says it's hard to predict if the projects will get funding the next time around. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
What killed the woolly mammoths on St. Paul Island? Thirst. For the first time, scientists have pinpointed the date, 5,600 years ago, and a likely cause of extinction. And they believe the environmental changes that killed the animals mirrors today's climate changes. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel has more on the discovery.
6,000 years ago, St. Paul Island looked about the same, except for one big difference. There were mammoths, and it's not like they swam there. Penn State University's Russell Graham says they walked on the Bering Land Bridge.
As the glaciers melted, the water in the ocean started to rise, And in this process, a group of mammoths were isolated on the island.
For a while, it seemed like a good strategy for survival. Without predators, mammoths on St. Paul survived thousands of years longer than many other mammoths around the world. But eventually, they met their end. And Graham and a team of scientists wanted to know exactly when that happened.
We're able to actually pinpoint when the mammoths did go extinct. It wasn't like, well, we think at this time. We actually know.
Graham's team analyzed a sediment core from a lake on the island. They examined ancient DNA and three species of fungal spores that grow on the dung of large animals. All the evidence pointed to one culprit in the mammoth's extinction: not enough fresh water. As the sea level rose, St. Paul shrunk. Some lakes were lost to the ocean, and a more arid climate caused other freshwater sources to evaporate. As island dwellers, Graham says these mammoths were especially vulnerable.
A change in the climate of the magnitude that caused this extinction on the mainland probably would have been insignificant. But because the animals and plants are restricted to the island, and particularly smaller islands, this little change came together with a whole series of things to create a perfect storm that did cause the extinction.
And in the small world of paleoecology, the findings are a really big deal.
What's especially powerful about this study is that you have completely independent lines of evidence that all back up the same story.
That's University of Maine's Jacqueline Gill. As an ice age ecologist, she studies the past to put modern-day environmental problems like climate change in context. Since climate change and extinction have happened before, scientists can use what they know about various species' responses to help protect today's biodiversity. Some might say 6,000 years ago is ancient history, but in geological time, it isn't. While mammoths roamed St. Paul Island, Gill says ancient Egyptian civilization was well underway.
When you tell someone, like, you could have had a mammoth-drawn chariot if things had gone differently, you know, I think it makes them think a little bit differently about Ice Age ecology and how relevant this work is to the environmental problems we're facing right now.
The change in climate that claimed the mammoths of St. Paul has struck again, but this time it's human-driven. In June, a small Australian rodent became extinct, driving home Graham's point that island populations are extra vulnerable. And Graham says it's not just the rising sea levels that should concern islands and coastal communities. Take a look at Florida.
They may be looking out, you know, waiting for the water to come up and inundate the peninsula. But in reality, they maybe should be looking behind themselves because they're probably going to face other issues like freshwater availability before that actually happens.
The vulnerability of island populations is one lesson from the 72-foot-long sediment core. There could be more. Right now, scientists are hard at work analyzing the rest of it, all 18,000 years. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.
And that's the news from Standpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.